Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills newcomer, Sheree Zampino, who talks about joining the show, her real thoughts on Sutton and Garcelle's friendship, and what she really felt after she saw her ex, Will Smith, slap Chris Rock at the Oscars. I am absolutely loving you on this season of the show. I mean, what's it been like watching it back, your first season as a housewife?
I mean, you know, it's in a sense, it's surreal because I watch the show. I'm a fan of the show. You know what I mean? I've watched it for years. So to see myself, you know, on screen in something that I've enjoyed and loved for so many years is like a wow, you know.
Did Garcelle give you any advice going into this season?
She didn't. I don't know how I feel about that.
Was there anything that you wish she warned you about?
Yeah, like all these bitches are crazy. Can you tell me that in advance? No, I'm teasing. No, I think she did. I think she did right. You know, just to allow me the freedom, you know, to come in and really make my own opinions and my own connections. And I like that. I like that she didn't lead the witness, so to speak, you know.
Definitely. So then who surprised you the most this season? Maybe good and bad or questionable?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So there were a few surprises. Mm-hmm. One, Erica was a surprise to me, Erica Jane. And the reason why she was a surprise is because in my mind, watching the show, I had an opinion, I had, you know, preconceived notion. And I told myself, I said, you know, I'm going to come in, I'm going to be present, mm-hmm. and just, you know, make my opinions based on my experiences versus what I've seen, you know, play out, because I've done reality. So I know that you don't always see the big picture, mm-hmm. you know? So she was kind of what I liked about her. And I think too, this is the season, and all the girls have said it, where she's really let her guard down, you know. And I mean, she's doing it. It's a little awkward right now, but she'll find her groove, you know, she'll find her groove. But that was surprising to me. I didn't expect to like her. Okay. And I actually did. There were things about her that I thought were really cool, you know? Yeah. And she was fun.
Is that hard now? Because I know she and Garcelle, I mean, I don't know where she and Garcelle are at this moment, but is that hard? Because I know that she and Garcelle didn't really probably end the season on such a great note. You know, she threw her book in the trash and things like that. So, I mean, is that hard?
Erica threw Garcelle's book in the trash? Why did I think it was Lisa?
No, it's Erica.
It was Erica. Okay. All right. Yeah. Do you see how unprepared I am? Like, Garcelle doesn't tell me anything.
Is that because are you like now in the middle of that, or is Garcelle like, you can be friends?
I'm not in the middle of that at all. You know, I mean, my loyalty, of course, is to my longtime friends, to Garcelle. But I'm also, I like to consider myself somebody who's reasonable and who's fair. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to hate somebody just because you hate them. I don't roll that way. I don't roll that way. That's and she has never, I will make it clear, Garcelle has never put that expectation on me. Mm-hmm. You know, she's never put that expectation on me. So yeah. Yeah.
Were you ever nervous going into this season, knowing being a fan of the show, you see how friendships can kind of dissolve and things like that. Was that ever a concern for you and Garcelle's friendship?
Yeah, I think that always is in the back of your head because, again, I've watched the show for so many years. And I know that even the best of friends, you know, will sometimes. And that is a concern. I think the way we get ahead of that is to always, you know, communicate. Mm-hmm. And I've said to her, I said, you know, if I ever say anything or do something in the moment that bothers you, I said, please, by all means, I said, let's have a conversation about it so that our friendship stays intact. And, you know, we protect it and cover it.
Yeah. What I love about you this season is that you're, like you said, you're not afraid to get in on the mix and give your opinions. But as like an outside perspective, which I think is so refreshing, were you ever intimidated coming into this friend group, being a fan of the show, watching this? Was that ever a concern for you?
Not intimidated, because again, I kind of felt like, you know, I did have a connection because, like I said, I've watched for so many years. Wasn't intimidated, but there were times when it was just like, I said, it felt like I was in a virtual reality experience.
like literally witnessing right now.
And my thing with Garcelle, we joke about it. I'd look at her and say, what the hell? Like, what did you get me? This is madness. Sometimes this is complete madness, you know? But it was for me, it didn't take a toll, you know, that big of a toll emotionally. I can't even imagine what the ladies go through, you know, because you're all in. And as a friend, the good thing about being a friend is you're in, but you're not really in. You know what I mean? Like you just tell me where the party is, what time come, what's the attire, let's have fun. That was really my motto. You know, that was my motto as a friend this season. So
doing this show now for the season, do you want to be a full-time diamond holder? Is that what, do you want to do that?
Let me say this. I would love to be offered it. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see, you know, we'll go from there. But yeah, I would love to be offered the diamond.
I know. Well, I mean, fans want you to do that. I mean, I know, I'm sure you've seen the fan response and people are absolutely loving it.
I'm so grateful for all the positivity and just, I mean, the fans have been amazing to me, extraordinarily welcoming. So it's been good.
You know, what was your reaction to Erica telling Garcelle that Sutton is a liability in her friendship? Because, you know, Garcelle and Sutton also have a very close friendship. She's always kind of had her back. But do you feel that Sutton is a liability?
Now, liability is a strong word. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not taking anything. Erica has her opinion. I'm not going to use the word liability, but I do see, I'm going to get some heat for this, but I do see, you know, I see Garcelle standing up, you know, a lot for Sutton, playing cleanup a lot. Now, I personally don't want that kind of friendship where I always have to clean up behind you. And, you know, I don't mind coming to, you know, your aid as your friend, but now is it intentional? Are you doing this on purpose because you know I'm going to support you? So, yeah.
Have you told Garcelle?
Ooh, I'm in trouble.
Have you told Garcelle that? Does she know that you're?
I have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how does she? And what was her response?
She was very quiet.
Yeah, I know.
And it's funny because I didn't know Erica told her that.
Interesting.
Oh, I didn't
know that you had that conversation before you knew Erica.
Yes, I did. I didn't use the word liability, but I, you know, Garcelle's my friend. So as my friend, I'm concerned is, you know, and I see, you know, they have a cute connection. You know, they do. It's playful. It's the friendship seems to be, you know, seems to be authentic. Mm-hmm. You know, I just, as her friend, I mean, I just don't want anybody taking advantage of her, you know, kindness and the way she does friendship.
Yeah. You know, it was, you know, things took a turn quickly at Lisa Rinna's wine tasting between us and Lisa. Did you feel like Lisa was justified, you know, in the way she spoke to Sutton? I mean, I think your jaw may have been on the floor.
I mean, because it's 0 to 60 and it's like, wait, what just happened? And you said, did I miss something? You know what I mean? That's you're trying to understand. Did I miss something? I literally looked away for half a second and the whole energy shifted. Now, I think, yes, based on what I know, some of that is justifiable. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Lisa is Lisa. And, you know, she put her Lisa spin on it. And it was a moment. Mm-hmm. It was a moment. And yeah, it was a big moment. And it took me aback because it, like I said, it was here. And then it was. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think a moment, you know, there in that moment, a moment during that scene was, you know, Dorit bringing up Crystal's eating disorder and doing it without Crystal being present and, you know, saying something that was probably very personal and very private. Did you feel like that was a wrong thing to say in that moment?
I mean, you know, if you're looking at it as a fan or, you know, you're just watching, but then when you consider, like, this is a reality show. Like it's out there and I understand how it works and the producers want to, okay, let's talk about it. So I don't think Dorit was being malicious and trying to talk behind her back. I didn't get that sense, but I can see how the fans saw, like, oh my God, it's being brought up. And I also understood Garcelle's point too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, she's not here. Let's, you know, so I see both sides.
Yeah. You know, Diana's getting a lot of heat this season, about, you know, that conversation that she had with Sutton, how she treated her, how she kind of went back against the apology. What was your interactions like with her? And what do you make of Diana?
I like Diana. I do. I'm from New York. Okay. So let me know where I stand with you. I love her authenticity. She's real. Mm-hmm. And I like that. I appreciate that. If I had a miscarriage and I was going through a very emotional, you know, a heavy time, and I'm trying to be vulnerable and I'm trying to share this information, and if I feel like, you know, you're just trying to out-victim me, you know, yeah, I'm going to feel a certain kind of way. So it's like you poke, and then you're saying, well, wait a second. No, that your reaction was too big. It shouldn't be, you know, you can't tell me. If you offend me, if you hurt me, you don't get to dictate the way I respond to it. Yeah. You just don't, you know? So I hope that answered the question.
No, I mean, I think a lot of people don't tend to realize how much, you know, how emotional she must have been. You know, 5 weeks out of a miscarriage. I mean, that's got to be a really heavy.
Yes. And to imply that I perhaps caused the miscarriage, you know what I'm saying? Listen, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a heavy, that's a low blow.
Yeah,
that's a low blow.
What can you tease about this trip to Aspen? Well, it seems what goes on in Aspen?
I'm speechless. Like, there are no words. You have to see it to believe it. And I can't wait to see how it plays. Like, as a fan too, watching the show, like, I can't wait to see how this is cut together. Because let me tell you, it was explosive on a whole other level. So yeah. I don't think, as a fan, it's not going to disappoint. Like, it is not going to disappoint. And I'm sure, you know, the way they put it together and the way they tell the story is going to be quite entertaining.
After that, were you like, what did I get myself into?
I'm like, I don't want to see none of these ladies anytime soon. Yeah, it was heavy. It was. And that's the first time, like, it felt heavy. Cause like, you can't, you're in the midst of that. You know, you feel it. There's no way to not be affected by it, you know? So yeah, there were a couple nights as a friend, I had the opportunity to tap out. I can say, you know what? I don't want to do that today. I don't want to go there. I'm good on these ladies right now. And I can do that as a friend.
Yeah, you're like, I'm good. I'm going to sit this one out.
Friends with benefits. Listen, I love being a friend versus, you know, being in the lion's den with these ladies.
Seriously. It seems like a lot of that drama centers around Kathy. I mean, what was your interactions with her? Did you have a good experience with Kathy?
Yes. I mean, Kathy was lovely to me. She thought we were old friends. So maybe that helped.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. And then she calls me Cupcake. How do you not like somebody who calls you Cupcake? You know what I'm saying? So my experiences with her were pleasant. You know, I mean, they were. I wasn't present when a lot of the stuff happened.
Yeah.
You know, so but it impacted the group in a major, major way. So you could not be affected, you know, by it. And again, I mean, you just, I can't wait to see it play out because right. there's still a lot of stuff I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of it's hearsay for me, you know? So I'm looking forward to seeing it. Yeah.
As a fan of the show, were you so excited to film with Kyle and Lisa? Because you know, these are like OG housewives, they've been around for a minute. And was that experience, did it kind of live up to the hype? And what was your takeaway from working with them?
Yeah, you know, like I'll tell you, and maybe I have to work on this. I'm not a person that gets excited about, you know what I mean? Like, oh my God, I look forward to things, you know, I'm grateful for things, but I don't get excited and starstruck in that way. But mad respect to Kyle because she is an OG, you know? So again, it was just surreal at times. I mean, these are people I've watched on the screen for years, and to be a part of that group was interesting. And it was fun. And I will say this, all the ladies, like everybody was so welcoming to me.
That's good.
They really were. They were so welcoming. Now I know if I get the diamond, it's going to be a whole different situation. Okay. So I'm enjoying the friendship that we have, the friendship.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. Quote unquote. How right. would you have handled Erica if she spoke that way to your son, how she spoke to Garcelle's son?
I'm telling you, it would have been a different scene. It would have been a different scene. I think Garcelle was extraordinarily gracious. Mm. I do. I think Erica just was not in her right mind. You know what I mean? She was drinking. She wasn't in her right mind. And she said, but still, if somebody talk to my son like that, and my son is almost 30, it would have been a different scene.
Yeah.
Let's just put it like that.
Do you think Garcelle let her off a little too easily?
I'm not going to say too easily. I'm not going to say too easily, you know, because Erica did take accountability and responsibility when she, you know, when she came to. So it's like if somebody cuts you off in traffic, you're pissed off. But if they, you know, if they look back and they're remorseful and they say sorry, how can you still be mad?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. You know? Yeah.
What does Trey think about you being on the show? Has he been watching?
Trey has no clue. Trey is clueless. I told him a couple of weeks ago, I said, oh, you know, Mom, the show is there. He's like, oh, what was the show again that you did, Mom? Never mind, son. It's okay. It's fine.
If you do become a diamond holder, do you want to let cameras into that side of your life? Would he appear on the show at all? And would you want that?
I hope so. Mm-hmm. Yes, because I love our dynamic. You know, I love the relationship that we have as mother and son. I mean, I would love to have him on. Now, I think he would, and I think he would do it. I don't know how often he would, you know, do it, but I think he would be game.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, on the show, Garcelle said that you are the poster child when it comes to co-parenting. And I, right before our interview, I rewatched your Red Table Talk with Jada, and you can just tell the love and respect that everybody has for one another, but it was challenging getting there. I mean, how did you get there? And what would you say were some of the biggest challenges that you faced?
Well, I think the biggest challenges were when Will and Jada got together. Jada wasn't a mom. Right. So she wasn't experienced. She didn't have a certain understanding, mm-hmm. you know, so that sometimes caused a little friction. And but with her, and I always say this as a mom, I just want the best for my child. So my only demand, I will say it's a demand. My only demand is that you're good to him. And if you're good to him, what's the issue?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So she's always been amazing to him. She really has. And she loves him. And two, I think what's big is when you are in that situation and you're dealing with a blended family and trying to make it work for the kids. First of all, keep the kids first. Keep the main thing the main thing. It's about them. And secondly, it's forgive quickly, you know, and let's move on. Let's acknowledge. Let's take accountability. If I miss the mark, you know, if I miss it, then I owe you an apology, and let's do that. And we were able to be adults in that situation. We didn't hold on to things and not communicate, not take accountability. So that really was helpful.
Yeah, definitely. I know, how would you describe your relationship now? Obviously, you know, Trey's, like you said, a little bit older, but it still seems like everybody hangs out all the time and has a really good, solid relationship. And I loved what you said in the Red Table Talk was like, you, the two of you had it out, but then once Trey had that, you know, moment with Jada and he's like, I really like her, things kind of changed.
Like how exactly? I mean, if he likes her, that means she's treating him well. Mm-hmm. I mean, kids, if otherwise he's not going to like her. So some mothers can feel insecure about that. Like, oh my God, he's liking another woman and da, da, da. And I remember, listen to this, is true. Trey came to me and Trey did not come to me. A friend of mine came after they heard it. Trey was calling Jada mom for a minute. And I happened to hear it. And a friend of mine was there because we were doing it. It was a party or something. We were all, you know, together. And she was like, and afterwards she said, oh my God, how did that make you feel? And I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to look at it in a sense that in order for him to be calling her mom, he's comfortable. And he's probably also trying to fit into that family dynamic, mm-hmm. you know? So let him go through his process. Let him do that. Doesn't take anything away from me. Mm-hmm. I'm very secure in my role in his life. I'm secure with being his mom. Nobody can undermine that. Nobody can take that connection away. So yeah. You know, I just, I just wanted him to be, you know, comfortable, and I wanted him to feel like he was loved.
Yeah.
And everything else is secondary.
Definitely. Obviously the family has been in headlines the past few months with everything that went on. When times are tough, how do you all band together in times of struggle and hardships?
The thing is we haven't had many hardships. Understand that, you know, we haven't. Other than like, you know, sometimes conflict when it comes to the blended family dynamic, but it's just support, you know, mm-hmm. you just stand. And you like, for me, just Will and Jada knowing that I am here, you know, yes, it's about the kids, but it's also about you guys, because I have so much love and respect for you. So I'm always here. You know, anything that I can do, if I can pray, if I can, whatever, you know, I'm here to hold space for my family, because that is family.
Mm-hmm. How is Will doing now?
Yeah, Will is amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Will to me is a freak of nature. He baffles me. I still don't get this man. I still don't, you know, he's someone who I've never heard complain. Like, who doesn't complain, you know? And I think he's done what he's done. I think the reason why he's so successful is because he's done it with a lot of dignity. He's done it with a lot of grace. He's done it with a lot of, you know, kindness and love in his heart. So if that's the way you roll, mind you, everybody's human. If that's the way you roll, you're ultimately gonna be okay. You know, Will is always going to be okay, you know? So, yeah. You know,
knowing that him and knowing him on a different level than everybody else, was it hard for you to watch what happened a few months back then at the Oscars?
You know, it was one of those moments where I froze, because the first thing you do is you try to make sense of it in the natural. And when it doesn't make sense in the natural, now in the moment, you know, we didn't even really have time. I didn't even deal with it. It is what it is. You know what I mean? But later, like, you just couldn't make sense of it in the natural. So it has to be a spiritual thing. Right. You know, it has to be. And I thought, this is so funny, because just earlier today, literally maybe an hour ago, I thought how powerful it's going to be. And I'm saying it's going to be because I'm a woman of faith. So I'm calling those things that are not as though they are. Mm-hmm. When the two of them, when Chris and Will can come together and heal in a public way, you know what I mean? And extend forgiveness to one another. Do you know how many people that's going to help and set free? Mm-hmm. So I see the opportunity in it. You know, I see the opportunity in it. Yeah. So,
and you feel like that's definitely going to happen?
I hope it does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope it does, because again, I think that will provide not only healing for the two of them, but for so many people. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think it would be a powerful, powerful moment. And I hope that it happens.
Yeah. I do too. Well, I really appreciate your time.
I appreciate you.
To chat with you, and I cannot wait to see the rest of the season unfold. And I hope that you are a full-time cast member next season.
Thank you, Chris. It's going to be, let me tell you, it's going to be a doozy.
I don't doubt it. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.